BC has activated its heat emergency plan. Also,
candidates in congressional races being chosen today in Virginia. I'm Nick Ainelli.
A local driving course is putting teens behind the wheel to learn some hands-on safety skills. I'm Valerie Bonk.
1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. So hot it can kill. Heat advisories are up in much of the Northeast. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Got a heat advisory in effect for most of the major cities in the Northeast. This is the first May heat advisory issued by the New York office as long as we've been keeping the records, and that's going back more than about 16 years. So this is really some serious, dangerous heat.
Meanwhile, a major snowstorm is ending now in the central Rockies. Police in the town of Gaylord in northern Michigan say the death toll from a tornado Friday night has risen. WWJ reporter Mike Campbell.
The death toll has now reached 2, and a third person is unaccounted for, with dozens more sustaining injuries. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency in the tornado-ravaged town of about 4,200 residents. First responders are still working to clear debris and downed power lines, as well as getting all communications back up and running after some cell towers were damaged.
More than 40 people reported injured. More than a dozen homes are gone. President Biden says the U.S. is working to strengthen its partnership with South Korea, where he's been meeting with the new president. More from CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The centerpiece of the president's Asia trip comes on Monday when he unveils a new economic framework for the U.S. and Indo-Pacific allies. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, traveling with the president, says the partnership will enable participating nations to make joint investments in infrastructure and better share data about supply chains.
This is America showing up again in the region and saying we want to work with you and in a way that benefits America and American business.
Russia continues to fight for control of eastern Ukraine. More from CBS's Deborah Patta.
The village of Kutuzivka has had a drought. First, it was occupied. Then when Russian troops were pushed back, it came under relentless shelling as Russia fought to keep its much-needed supply route to the east open.
Just 15 miles from the Russian border, it was only recently liberated.
On the rare occasion villagers came outside during the occupation, they would see soldiers but told us they didn't speak to them.
The Russian troops may have been pushed out, but their rockets can still fly in.
About 1,500 Republicans have now gathered in Wisconsin to consider whether to endorse a candidate in the governor's race. Some of them say they should not do so and should, in fact, let voters decide in August in a primary election. The top candidates for governor are speaking to the delegates today at the party's annual convention. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
103 on Saturday, May 21st, 89 degrees on a cloudy but very hot day with highs in the mid-90s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot.
If you can, you may want to stay inside today. We could be in for record-breaking temperatures. Storm Team 4's Ryan Miller has the latest on today's heat.
Middle 90s, well above average for this time of year this afternoon. And middle 90s, factoring that in with the humidity, it's actually going to feel close to 100 degrees at times. So, if you can, get inside to the air conditioning at times. If you're spending time outdoors, make sure you're staying hydrated throughout the day today. We do not have a heat advisory at the moment, but suffice it to say, it is going to be one of the hottest May days we have had in quite some time.
A complete forecast coming up in just minutes in traffic and weather on the 8s. Election 2022 on WTOP, and it's a busy political day in parts of Virginia. Republicans are choosing candidates for a few U.S. House races. They're in Districts 5, 8, and 10.
In District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, Republican Congressman Bob Good is facing a challenge from Dan Moy, a GOP leader from Charlottesville. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. District 8 in Fairfax and Arlington counties has five Republicans running. The winner advances to November and faces the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Victoria Veersing. The most crowded race is in District 10 in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. There are 11 Republican candidates there. The winner takes on Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton in November. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
We have more now on that police activity that caused major issues on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this morning. Fairfax County Police say they got a report of a carjacking in the Alexandria area just before 8 a.m. and that the stolen 2020 Toyota Camry was later spotted by a license plate reader entering Maryland. They say the Camry then re-entered Fairfax County about an hour later, and police gave chase, which resulted in the car slamming into a Jersey wall on the Wilson Bridge. Police say a person has been arrested and a gun has been recovered. Have a teen who's learning to drive? A driving course in the area this weekend aims to help young drivers navigate safely.
There's definitely a bit of anxiousness here, but they're very nice.
Opie Muir said he was nervous at first, but became more confident as the day went on. He was taking part in the Ford Driving Skills for Life course in a parking lot at the Dulles Airport.
Any practice leads to improvement.
The free event hosted by Ford aims to teach safe driving skills to teens who have a driving permit or license. The vehicle handling station was making the most noise. Opie's dad, David, said he felt like the event helped parents out a lot.
It's fun. It's also nice to not have it in my hands and have some more people with more experience and training to take the lead.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The event also has morning and afternoon sessions on Sunday as well. The eyes of the sporting world will be on Baltimore today for the 147th running of the Preakness Stakes from Pimlico. Post time is 7:01 tonight, but the party is already underway. Doors open at 9 this morning for this year's Infield Fest in full force for the first time since 2019. WTOP and Silver Diner present Free Lunch Friday, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter to win your free lunch at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch for your chance to enjoy something delicious. You can always rely on your local Silver Diner to provide healthy, delicious menu options with the same quality and customer service you've come to expect. Free Lunch Friday, applicable to dine-in, lunch only at participating locations. Coming up in the Week on the Hill, we look into the baby formula shortage. It's 107.
I was ashamed to smile. My missing and decaying teeth affected my relationships, my career, my self-esteem, and my health. With these implants, I feel like I have my life back. Dr. Golpa's dental implant procedure is a miracle.
Thanks to the exclusive technology developed by Dr. Golpa, it is now possible to replace failing teeth or ill-fitting dentures with beautiful permanent teeth in just 24 hours and at half the cost. Go to yourteeth.com to learn more and schedule a consult at our new Tyson's Corner office. That's yourteeth.com.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. It's even smart enough to know exactly how